Thank you so much, my beautiful listeners,
for joining in. You are listening to How Do You Get, coming to you live from here, Maryland. We are today going to be speaking about, I'm sorry about that, intro music was distracting for a while. I'm so sorry for that. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about how we can have inner peace, the easiest way to have an inner peace, because we can have money, we can have the wealth, anything that we want on this earth, but if you don't have peace, it's really hard to enjoy those things that we get out of working hard. You know, there are a lot of things we can get as long as we work hard, as long as we follow some of the rules, right? But in order for us to enjoy those things, we need to have inner peace. We need to have peace with ourselves first, so that we can even be at peace to other people, to our surroundings, right? Our friends, our family, our parents, our neighbors, everybody. So that is what we are going to discuss about today here with Trumend. Trumend Kirubel is here with us. She came from all the way from California, and now she is here in Maryland to talk about this. She has been doing this for a while, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it. Thank you so much, Trumend, for being here. I'm really, really glad that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Sorry, my voice is a little cold.
Yeah, it's okay. So, what do you do for a living, and can you tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Well, currently I'm just working for myself. I have a company, a training center in Ethiopia, as well as a consulting firm in California. I live in San Diego, California.
Wow, nice.
Yes.
So what's your consulting business about?
This consulting business gives our project management, record management, and training, as well as HR management. And
perfect.
The Ethiopia Training Center provides different kinds of training. We've been giving trainings for the last 4 years, and that is based on emotional intelligence, customer service, leadership and management, peer relationship management, anger management, stress management, and supervisory skill.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's a lot, actually. So how's it been going so far?
It's been going very, very well for the last... in fact, I established the company in 2012. But towards the end of 2012, I was working for the embassy, for the U.S. Embassy, for USAID. So then I stopped the training for about a year or so. Then we continued the training after I completed my task. So the training has been very, very effective. And I've seen a lot of changes in my trainees' mentality, because my... we're not only teaching customer service, leadership and management, and so on and so forth, but the main subject that I included was emotional intelligence. So that helped a lot of people to change the way of their thinking and their outlook towards life. So that helped them to change their own life and become have healthy, peaceful, and prosperous and successful life. So that I've seen it, and I've witnessed it, and I've heard from their surveys and from their emails and from different kinds of returns. So it was so satisfactory. And I'm going to continue. Now I'll be heading to Addis for another training this coming Thursday. So I'm so glad, and that I love doing what I'm doing, and I want to continue doing so.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful. So there are different types of emotions. That's obvious. But what is the one emotion we need to keep an eye on in order for us to stay younger and live longer, you know, without taking any medication? Because it seems like a lot of people, especially here in U.S., are now on medications, right, on their day-to-day life.
Right. Well, I'm just saying this based on my life experience. It's not based on what I learned, or it's not based on the education that I have. It's not based on the training that I took. But I'm saying this based on the facts that I lived in, the life that I lived. Honestly, Miriam, I've never taken medication in my entire life. The only time I've been in the hospital was when I had my child. So far, touch wood, until this day, I never took medication, and I'm a very healthy, very very young-looking for my age person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to share with you the instruments, the tools, and the techniques that I used in order to live this peaceful, happy, and young-looking age life. Before I started the training in Ethiopia, I wanted to do some study to see what I can give back to my own people. So I've seen a lot of buildings being built. I have seen a lot of restaurants and coffee shops and a lot of things being started in Ethiopia, which is good. That's a sign of civilization. But one thing that I discovered was missing was people are getting older than their age. And that is it's so much painful for me to watch the youngsters, especially looking older than their young-looking skin. So I said, what is the reason? So when I stayed longer and did more research, I discovered that the way of thinking was totally wrong. We need to change our mentality. So that's why I started doing studies. I did the research, and I discovered emotional intelligence. So to come back to your question, what is one thing that affects Ethiopians, especially Ethiopians, and make them live shorter, suffer, not having a healthy or prosperous life, not enjoying their life, is the major, major thing that affects our community, our society, is anger. So anger is something that damages our internal body. You know, let me explain to you why. You know, when you are angry, number one, it affects your relationship with others. Number two, it affects your internal body. Number three, it causes a lot of conflicts, and it would have a big impact on your life, not to accomplish your goal positively. So anger is the major thing. So how do we control anger? Okay, from my own study, let me tell you what anger comes from. We get angry because when somebody says something negative about us, we just get angry because that's the question of ego. So for something, we need something to get done, and when those things don't get done, we just get angry. We get angry with our family, with our friends, with our colleagues, with our name it. So
with ourselves too, sometimes.
With ourselves too.
Yeah.
Mainly with ourselves. You know, being angry, let me explain to you. When you get angry, you're not getting angry on somebody else. You're getting angry on yourself. That's what people need to know. When you get angry, you think that you're transmitting something to somebody else. That's not the fact. You're transmitting a negative message to your own body, to your own mind, to your own self, and you're affecting yourself. Okay? So once you understand that, whatever people say to you, whatever, you know, you get angry when people say negative things about you, right? So whatever people say to you, they're not talking about you. They're talking about themselves. If somebody insults you, he's not insulting you. He's
Hello? Oh, it seems like we have disconnected with our guest at the moment. And hopefully she'll try to connect with us, right back with us. Or we'll wait. We'll give her some more time. But I think she was talking some major issue here, because being angry is one of the things that can eat us alive, right? It can eat us from the inside out, because it affects our mentality and it affects our body in general. Here she comes.
Hello.
Hi, Dormant. Welcome back.
Yes, we got disconnected for some reason. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's
so
okay.
So to continue what I started, it's just like, you know, we as a human being, we think when people say anything negative, they're reflecting something that we have or something that they're just questioning our either intelligence, or they're questioning about our anything. But it has nothing to do with us. So once we understand that, whatever people say, they're talking about themselves, not about us. So we just leave it, we let it go. So when you let it go, you feel sorry about them. You know, instead of saying anything back, you just start feeling sorry about them. What does that mean? That means it doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect your health. Mm-hmm. So you let it go. You understand? So that's how you can control anger. One thing that emotional intelligence teaches you, it's like they said, you always listen to your inner voice, which is your six senses. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So whatever you want to say something, it tells you, your brain, if you listen to that voice, it tells you whatever you're going to say is not the right thing to say. So then you just don't say it. So when you don't say things that affects others, you're not inviting anything from others neither. So that will make you keep yourself in peace. So harmony, peace, love, and prosperity comes from the words that comes of your mouth, style that you choose. So if you control your anger, if you don't say anything bad out of your mouth, then you get along with others, you become healthy, you're happier, and you'll have a successful life. So anger is the major thing that's controlling our life, especially in the Ethiopian society and community. That's why I think we don't get along. You know, they say a lot of Ethiopians don't get along. So that's why, because we can't control our anger, number one. Number two, we take things personal. We take things personal. We shouldn't. It has nothing to do with us. So once you understand that, you wouldn't get angry. So when you don't get angry, you don't get sick. When you don't get angry, you don't have any conflicts with others. You get along with everybody. When you don't get angry, you become patient, and life becomes successful. So I would advise everyone to just read on emotional intelligence and anger control system. So that would help a lot. So that helped me.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, the way our mind is created by nature is whenever there's an information coming, so there are three things in our brains, right? So the first thing that it reaches is where it triggers our emotion first, not our thinking, our emotion. So whenever there's an emotion coming, first touching that part of our brain, I don't remember the name exactly, then we react before we think. That's the problem with anger, with any kind of emotion, right? So sometimes it's really, some people might make you very annoyed by something, you know, by doing something, and you don't even have time to think. And so you just react with anger. So how can someone respond better to those kind of situations? I mean, as you said, there might be some times where you can just step back and just look at it from a different perspective and just say that this is not going to affect me and move on. But there are times where you can even not begin to think because you're just so angry at that person. And you just react to it, which is not going to be good. So what's your suggestion on that type of situation?
Okay, Miriam, people make you angry. People affect you if you let them affect you. If you let them make you become angry. Because if somebody says something to me, if I don't respond to it, or if I don't react to it, they're not going to do it again. Okay, let me tell you one little example similar to what we talked about. You know, when my son was in high school, he was bullied by like a tall, you know, older schoolmate. And he was bullied. And he never told me, but one day he came to me and said, "Mom, this big boy is bullying me. He hurts me. He comes and takes my books and he just hits me and he does this and he does that." And then I said to him, "What did you do about that?" He said, "Nothing." I sat down and I didn't say nothing. I never responded to him, but he kept on doing it. I said, "That's the problem, son. You know, next time, I don't want you to be the first one to do it, but I want you to protect yourself." How do you protect yourself? If he comes and hits you, just go and do it. Because don't be the first one to do it, but you have the right to protect you. If he comes and spills something to him, go back and spill the same thing on him. Then watch what he's going to... the result is going to be. So one day they went to a picnic, and then this guy saw my son sitting on the floor. He just came and hit him on the mouth while he was drinking a soda. And that soda broke, and then, you know, he bleeded. So my son remembered what I said to him, and that boy is a big boy, but he ran after him, and he hit him on the chest. Guess what? That boy started running away from my son. From that day onward, he never bothered him. You understand? I'm giving you this example. It's the same thing applies to anger. Or people come and say things, anything to make you angry. They will make you angry if you let them. You know, if you let them. How do you let them?
Yeah,
because
you're
become angry. You become angry. So don't be angry. From now on, I would advise people to understand that whatever people say to you has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them, about them. So if somebody says something to you, just feel sorry for them. Don't take that spirit come to you and affect you, because it has nothing to do with you. You understand?
Yeah.
So I know
now
people have egos. People have inferiority complex. People have, you know, like no confidence. So because of that, people use your weakness to affect you by throwing words. So number one, avoid negative people. If you avoid negative people, you wouldn't be, you know, the person to be judged or to be insulted or to be thrown any words at. Number two, if people say anything to you that will make you angry, don't be angry. Just feel sorry for them because they're talking about themselves. Robin Sharman said, if somebody tells you you can't, that means they can't. It doesn't mean you can't. You understand? So don't let people, whatever people say, whatever say, they're talking about themselves. What do you let them ruin your own life? Are you getting what I'm saying? So I would advise people not to be bothered. I'd be bothered. Because once, if you don't get bothered once, they're not going to bother you ever again. That's the fact. You know, if you start getting angry, they will do more and more. They found your weakness. That's your weak point, getting angry easily. So don't. You know what? Getting angry will give you gastritis, will give you madias, you know, the spots on your face. It will give you head problem, brain issues. You get depressed. There are so many sicknesses that comes with it. So why bother?
Yes.
Because it has nothing to do with you. So how, that's how you can control yourself. If I now, you know, thank God I don't have any negative people. I don't want negative people to be around me. So I avoid those people. But if anybody comes and says something, I wouldn't say anything negative back. I would feel sorry for them. And I say, do you think this is the right way to say? And they feel guilty. You understand? Let me give you one person said to me. And he said to me, you're so amazing. I said, why? Why am I amazing? He said, because he tried so many times to say things, to throw words. So I never changed. I'm the same person with him. So he said, you know, I've tried so many ways to make you angry. I threw so many words, but you never bothered. And you're the same nice person. So, oh my God, I've never seen anybody like you. You don't feel nothing. So I love you. Made me love you more. You made me love you, make me more friend to you. And you made me closer. You made me open to you. So I will never, never say anything to anybody, to hurt anybody. Because this guy had a habit of throwing words and making people mad. This is how he is. So if you don't let them, they will stop.
Uh-huh.
They will learn. Yeah.
That's a very good point. That's what you're saying is don't let your emotions control you in another way.
Absolutely. Try to control your emotion, because emotion is, it can easily be controlled. Okay?
Yes.
So, you know, there are, I don't know if you read the book called, the Don Miguel book, The Four Agreements.
I'm sorry.
The
Four
Agreements.
I have read that.
Yes.
I have read that.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the same. Have impeccable words come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Which
means that's
never say anything negative, anything bad, anything that hurts others, because your mind will tell you exactly that those things are not the right things to say. If you don't say, whatever you throw, you get it back. That's the law of attraction, right? So don't throw anything bad, and you don't get anything bad either. So that's what you need to be careful about.
Even that rule applies even to yourself. Don't use impeccable words for yourself. Don't say bad things to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, anything that you say to yourself, you say, oh, I'm ugly. Oh, I'm so-and-so. You say anything negative that applies to you, if you say to yourself, it will apply. It will become reality. And it will depress you because you're attracting negative things. You understand? So look in the mirror and say, I'm beautiful, I'm intelligent, I'm this, I'm that, and just give encouragement to yourself. That will boost your ego. That will give you confidence. That will make you a positive person. That will make you get along with others, and you wouldn't say anything to hurt others. When you feel confident about yourself, you know, wherever you go, you get along with others because you don't have any inferiority complex. So never say anything negative about yourself. Everything starts from yourself, okay? No matter what kind of person you are. What attracts others is your positivity, it's not your looks. Haven't you seen so many beautiful girls and men who are so handsome? When you come close to them, you just stay away from them by the words that come out of their mouth? Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's not your cover. It's not the outer beauty. It's how you say, it's the words that come out of your mouth that will be, you know, judged by who you are. So you have to be careful.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that book because it's amazing. My beautiful listeners, I want you to go pick up that book. It's really amazing. It's called The Four Agreement, and it tells you it's just only four rules that you have to follow. That's it. But it's very important for your life. Yes. Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned
that
book. Yes, yes. So so we have so far been making the mistake of letting our emotions control us, okay? So how can we reverse the effect of anger that already played a big role in our lives?
Very good question. So many years, until the age we reach now, whoever we are, we've gone across so many angers, and we have rages, and we have, you know, we have negative thinkings in our mind that we want to revenge others, and so-and-so did that, my mother did that when I was young, my father did that, my friend did that, my brother, so on. You know, we have so many things that we hold on to. We have to let it go. I will say one quote. It says, Robin Sharma said, don't be prisoner of your past. Be an architect of your future. The past is gone. You have to close it with a big bolt and start a new life. Tomorrow is another day. Don't go back and think of your negative and ruin your future and your current life. Tomorrow is not yours. You have to enjoy your life, you know? So whoever said those things at those times are gone. Maybe they were in a bad mood. Maybe they have a reason to say it. It has nothing to do with you. So you have to let it go. So now what makes you live a positive, healthy, and prosperous life is your way of thinking. You have to change it today. You have to say, wow, I'm not going to dwell in my past. I'm going to, you know, build my future by just being positive, by being kind, by being humble, by getting along with everybody, by throwing nice words out of my mouth. So today is your day to make a decision. You know, I've enjoyed my life. I mean, I don't regret one day of my past. I don't remember. I just blocked myself not to remember any negative things that had gone in my past. I don't want to remember. And even if you ask me, I don't remember it anymore because I blocked it completely. All I want to remember is the nice times I had and the future that's waiting for me. So, yes, you just have to let it go. Well, the moment you let it go and release from yourself, you become a new person. Your body changes. You flourish. You become so happy and prosperous. Watch it. You'll be surprised. When you let your anger go, your revenge go, there are people who just live with anger and revenge. Rage, still rage. They want to do something to somebody. So-and-so did it, and there are so many people who don't talk to their friends or families or colleagues because of little things which have nothing to do with them, nothing to do with them. So you have to let it go and talk to them. Because when you talk to them, you're not doing a favor to them. You're doing a favor to yourself. You're just releasing yourself from that poison.
Yeah,
you're just releasing yourself from that burden. So just go and talk to them. Say, I'm sorry. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for them. I repeat, please, you don't believe how short you're making your life. You know, life is so enjoyable. It's a choice. And your choice is today. You have to make a choice today and say, what kind of life do I need to choose? Do I need to dwell in my past and be angry and make myself miserable? Or do I want to release everything and be happy and enjoy my life? So everything is in our hands, in our brain, in our mind, in our body. We need to be the one to decide for our own life. Whatever life you guys are living, whatever life people are living, it's a choice.
Yes.
You don't have
every day.
You don't need to have a lot of money. You don't need to be a professor or a doctor. You can make a choice today and live a happy life.
Yes, that's so true. But not a lot of people would agree with it being easy of getting over things, moving on, right? Some people are like, you know, you're just saying that because you haven't been what I've been through. Or they might go like, oh, you're just ignorant or something. So there are a lot of reasons that people can give you so that they cannot start to get over whatever situation that they had. So what do you recommend? How can those people get started with this? I know this is going to be a process. It's not going to be a one-day thing and you're just going to be like, oh, I'm over this. You know, it doesn't happen within a second. It's a process. So what do you recommend? How should they get started with it? You know, it's a one-day process. Each day, each step, one day.
Okay. Yes, I totally agree. It's not going to be, you can't change yourself within a day. It's a process. But you can make the process shorter by making a decision today. How do you do it? You just start talking to yourself. And write your the weaknesses and strengths on yourself. Write it down. What are my weaknesses? What are my strengths? Why don't I get along with people? Why do my family don't like me? Why do I do these things, bad things? It's impacting my life. So how can I stop it? You just have to write down first the weaknesses and the strength. And think about how you can change those weaknesses into strength. You can do yogas. You just have to choose, find a very quiet place, spend like 10 to 20 minutes of a day meditating and talking to yourself, finding yourself. I can assure you, I've been teaching. I taught about 7,000 employees of different organizations in Ethiopia. I can assure you, all of them told me they don't have time. They never gave time to themselves to sit down, talk to themselves, and find out the strengths and weaknesses and how to change the weaknesses into strength. They've never done that before. So all they do is they live their daily life. And you know what? Eventually, it will catch up. And eventually you become sick because you've never given time for yourself. So what you need to do, number one, is learn how to forgive and forget. You need to forgive to those who did anything bad to you. You might say, oh, this is not easy. But it's easy if you want to save yourself. That's the only way out. Because holding grudges, holding anger is not going to help you. It's going to ruin you. It's going to eat you. Going to eat you up and ended up having a cancer, ended up having very serious sickness. Because what? Because you didn't release what's holding you inside. You have to let it go. Go and ask forgiveness. You know why? That asking forgiveness is going to release you. It's going to help you. It's like a medication for you to be at ease. So I know our ego, our you know, moral will tell us, oh, I'm so-and-so, I'm not going to go and ask her for, I'm not going to say I'm sorry to her. You know, I'm superior than her. That is not the good, let me tell you, it's not a good spirit telling you not to do that. So it's going to affect your health. Please, if you really want to live a healthy, happy, prosperous life, that's the only way out. You need to let things go. You need to start living today. Say, let me tell you one story. There was this guy who was in my class, and while I was teaching emotional intelligence and positive thinking and exactly what I said to you guys, so he said to me, oh, my God, I haven't talked to my mom for 4 years, and I really upset my fiancé, and I haven't talked to her for the last 3 years. And she's been, you know, the fiancé has been trying so hard to be with him, and he just ignored her. And he hasn't talked to his mom for a long time. But this guy, this young boy, he's 28 years old, very handsome young boy. He's been he thought that he was living a happy life. But now, after I taught that class, he came to me and he said, he hugged me and he said, Truman, you don't believe. I thought I was happy without having my family with me. I thought I could live without them. But no, today is the day that I noticed that there was a big shoulder, big heavy burden on my shoulder that I want to release. And he said, I promise you tonight I'm going to go and call my mom after 4 years, and I'm going to ask her I'm sorry. And he did the same thing to his fiancé and to his mom. The next day he came, he said, his mom, said, it's okay. She was so happy. She said she was going to come and visit him. And his fiancé, he had an appointment to spend the dinner with his fiancé. So after that day, he came back and he witnessed in front of the whole class, and we all clapped for him. You see, well, he said, what did you feel? I asked him, what did you feel about that? He said, oh, my God, I slept the full sleep the whole night for the first time in my life after 4 years. So, unless you practice it, unless you do it, then you wouldn't know. So you have to try it. This is an easy life. It's a very happy life. You live a healthy life. Why? Why hold on to that, negativity or that rage and make your life miserable? So you just have to let it go. Let it go. It's not going to help you. It's going to eat you up and make you sick and make you miserable and kill you eventually. You see, a lot of people die out of anger, out of rage, out of revenge, guilt, and so on and so forth. So I would ask you, I don't know if you're spiritual, I don't know what kind of belief you have, whatever belief you have, just being spiritual helps you to be calmed down, and then do meditation, go to a quiet place and talk to yourself and try to, mold yourself to a new way of life, let things go and start. At the end of the each year, we say December 31st, right? With that resolution saying that I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. I would advise you to do that for yourself, starting today, because tomorrow is not yours. So each day is adding up in shortening your life. Each day is adding up in making you sick. Each day is adding up in making your life miserable. For what? It's not worth it. So let it go. You can let it go. Just say, talk to yourself, humble yourself. Only humbleness, kindness, humility, the way of a true life that gives you peace, prosperity. Whatever you give, you get. So be generous to others. Just give. And then be kind to others. Don't hold anything to yourself. Whatever you know, share it with others. You don't believe whatever nice things you do to others, you're doing it to yourself. You think you're helping others? No, you're helping more to yourself. Because it gives you happiness, inner happiness. So I would advise people to start changing themselves today, not tomorrow.
Perfect. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, my beautiful listeners, for tuning in. You are listening to How Do You See It with me, Miriam Alamu, and Truman here with me, Truman Kirubel. She's talking to us about anger. How can we manage our anger? Because we need to be in control of our emotion, for we need to have inner peace for a longer, healthier life. Because we hear on the news there are a lot of deaths, as she said, because of depression, because of anger. This is all our emotions that we were not able to control. they are in control. When they win, when we go to the hospital because of these things, when we die because of these things, that means we are not in control. Our emotions are controlling us. So she's asking us to, yes, so she's asking us to please start to control your emotions. You can do meditations, as she said, every morning. And as she said, the first step to do it is just list out your weaknesses and your strengths, and then you can start meditating. Meditating, it's not a huge thing. You just talk to yourself. It's everything is inside you. Every question, it can be answered from inside. You really have to give it time, though, so that it can give you the answer. Okay? So that's what we're talking about. And now I'm going to ask you one more thing. So is there anything about positive about getting angry? Because it is an emotion that is created with us, and it is there for a reason, right? So what's any positive thing that you can think of about getting angry?
Well, you know, there is pros and cons of being angry. There are people who get angry without being angry inside, just for the sake of changing others. Sometimes when our children do something that we, you know, we told them not to do, you just get, you know, you raise your voice and you look angry, but you don't take it inside, because this is the anger that you want to help them, to discipline them, you know. But the anger we're talking about is the one that affects you yourself. Sometimes you get mad at your husband or your wife and say, "Why did you do this?" But you're not taking it inside. You're just questioning why. That's not going to affect your health. We're talking about the ones that is affecting your health. Angry because of ego, because of inferiority complex, because of who is he to say such and things to me? Who is he? You know, kind of negative way of anger is what's impacting our life. There are different kinds of, two kinds of anger, the anger that's constructive and the anger that's destructive. So I'm talking about the destructive anger. It's what's eating us and killing us and making us so unhealthy, and we need to know the difference. So when you have to avoid from being angry, as I said earlier, from what other people is triggering to us, because it has nothing to do with us. And also never be angry on yourself, never, because whatever you think about yourself is what reflects in the outside. So make yourself think always positive about yourself and love yourself. If you love yourself, you give love to others. You have to take care of yourself. When you take care of yourself, you take care of others. So don't try to take care of others while you're not taking care of yourself. That's not true and that's not real. So everything has to start from you. So when you think right, when you're happy, you make others happy. Okay? So you need to avoid that anger that's really destructive. So I would advise you, there are so many books that helps you read. I don't know how many of our audience likes to read, but there are so many books that helps you. So if you read The Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman, that will help you big time. So please read that book. I would advise you. And also The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. This is some big advice. So I would advise my audience to read those books, and Don Miguel's The Four Agreements.
Nice. Perfect. I'll read it myself as well. Thank you so much for that information. So you have been working in Ethiopia with organizations about this topics, as you told us. But so when you are in a work environment, and you've been in one before you started your own job, so I know what I'm going to say to you. So when you are at work, the result of your work is not necessarily going to be only yours. It's most of the time a teamwork, right? A team is a result of a company. A company is created because of the result of the team, not only about a single person. It's not only about a single person. So there are people sometimes who don't align with the rules and the regulations of that company sometimes. And that might affect your work, and that might affect your reputation, right? So how do you deal with these people? Doesn't this get you angry for just a moment at least?
Okay, that's a very good question. You're expecting for others to be productive, to be positive, to get along and get things done for your organization to prosper, correct?
Yes.
But the big hindrance in an organization not to be successful is not the workers, it's not the staff. The staff follows their leaders. So the manager, the upper level management, he has to know what the leadership skills are. He has to set an example. You know, let me give you in Ethiopia, for example, they don't have leaders. I'm sorry to say this, most of the organizations don't have leaders. They have bosses. Mm-hmm. You know the difference between having a boss and having a leader? A boss is someone who wants things to get done by sitting down and giving orders. Leader is someone who sets an example by doing the work himself, and he wants others to follow him. See, the big problem in Ethiopia is most of the leaders who are the upper level or the owner of the company, so whatever, they just sit down and give orders. They don't go down and work with the staff and be an example for them to follow them. So that's why there's no success. So in order to motivate the staff, in order for the motivate to be for the organization to be successful, and even for the staff to be, to feel that the organization belongs to them, there are certain things that the leaders need to do. One, they have to go down to their level and be able to communicate with the staff and set an example by doing the work themselves. Number two, they have to think for the workers and give them incentives in order for them to be motivated. Why would an employee be motivated if he doesn't have any incentives? You know, the incentives are you have to think for them what they need. So sometimes the incentives might be to just say, hi, how are you? How was your day? I love the work you do. This is nice. Yeah, bravo. Yeah. Continue doing it. You know, pat on the shoulder. Or having employee of the month. Or having a nice picnic for someone who did really nice. Or giving like a little kudos. It helps tremendously. So I think having a leadership skill and we need leaders to be successful in any organizations, not bosses. So leaders need to come down and set an example for others.
Perfect. That is amazing. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so it seems like we're almost out of time. I really want my audience to connect with you. So if you can tell us how they can reach you, and I'll put every information on this link as well.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They can reach me by email. At T like Tom, Kirubel, KIRUBEL, like T like Tango, King, India, Robert, Universe, Boy, England, and London, Kirubel, @ S as in Sam, K as in King, Y, Pro, PRO, SRVS, Sam, River, Sam, SRVS, services.com. Tikirube at skyprosrvs.com. They can send me an email, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions they have.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking your time to be here with us to talk about this, to create more the awareness about it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, and I'll talk to you very soon, and have a beautiful rest of your evening.
Thank you. Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Well, my beautiful listeners, that was Through Mint. She was live here with us to talk about inner peace, and I hope you have gained some very, very good information from that, and I hope you're going to start doing some of the suggestions that she was talking about. I really think it's something we really need to manage. Anger is something that needs to be managed. I really hope you enjoyed it. I really hope you had fun. It was informational. Thank you so much. Let me know what you think at @howdoyou_see_it. You can tweet at me at @howdoyou_see_it, or you can email me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com, or you can go to Facebook/worldperspective. Thank you so much. That's it for today for me. I will see you next time. Bye.